This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're here right now with Corey Brantland of AgMarket.net. Corey, we saw the May WASDE report get released today. How did the markets react?
What we saw was the winter wheat crop, especially the hard red winter wheat down south. We saw the USDA increase the abandonment acres. We saw them drop the yield by 5.8 bushel from an acre per acre from last year, or per bushel from last year. Net, it give us in about 174 million bushel less crop than what the trade is looking. So that was definitely a big shock and big surprise to the market and got them going. The corn and the soybean acre report numbers were fairly neutral. A couple of the highlights I did see that they did increase the overall demand for the soybean complex. So they did increase crush number a little bit, and they did increase our exports, which we do expect China to be back in buying soybeans here this fall, this marketing year. And on the corn, we did see a reduction of the upcoming demand, which is to be expected. But I did notice that the global ending stocks on corn, they were looking around 290.5 million metric ton, come in at 277. So big drop there. And I think that has a lot to do with projections here with this high fertilizer price that, you know, we could definitely see some lower acres, lower yields kind of across the entire world, not just the U.S. This upcoming year.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
At the close, July corn up 4 3/4 at 480 even. December new crop up 4 1/4 at 502 even. July soybeans up 13 3/4 at 1226 3/4. November new crop up 10 1/4 at 1205 even. On the Merck, June live cattle down $1.70 at $247.70. May feeders down $2.50 at $365.90. June lean hogs down $1.80 at $98.42. Those are your closing markets on Iowa Ag Radio. I'm Riley Smith.